First today, it's football and the Czech Republic's hopes of reaching next year's World Cup in South Africa faded further on Saturday night when they were held to a 2-2 draw by Slovakia at a sold-out Tehelné Pole Stadium in Bratislava. The Czechs fell behind twice and equalised twice through Daniel Pudil and Milan Baroš in a game that they finished strongly. Captain Petr Cech went so far as to say it was the best performance of their qualifying campaign.
We wouldn't have needed much more to turn the game around. Maybe if the game had gone on a little longer, we could have found the net again. On the other hand, it's annoying that we played well enough to win but didn't succeed in doing so.
With only 9 points compared to 16 for group leader Slovakia, the Czech Republic will now be aiming to win their 3 remaining games and hope other results go their way in order to secure second place and a berth in the playoffs. One thing is clear, the country's record goal scorer Jan Koller won't be taking part in those games. After coming out of international retirement, he quit again after Saturday's match, looking very down indeed.
I've decided that I'm going home tomorrow. I'm going to leave it to the younger guys and finish for good. I feel bad about the game. I'm not up to it anymore.
The Czech Republic take on San Marino in Uherské Hradiště on Wednesday. Their final 2 World Cup qualifiers, both also at home, are against Poland on the 10th of October and Northern Ireland 4 days later. Tennis, and the Czech Republic's Petra Kvitová caused a real upset at the US Open on Saturday when she knocked out the world number one, Dinara Safina, in the third round. Kvitová, who is 19 and unseeded, beat the Russian 6-4, 2-6, 7-6 to advance to the last 16 at a Grand Slam tournament for only the second time in her career.
The main thing is that it happened at a Grand Slam tournament because everyone's psyched up and all the seeds play their best. I'm not saying if I beat her at some other tournament it would be no big deal. Of course it would be. It's definitely a great scalp.
Petra Kvitová, whose next opponent at Flushing Meadow is Belgium's Janina Wickmeyer. The best of the Czech men, Radek Štěpánek, has reached the fourth round of the US Open for the first time in his career, after beating Filip Kohlschreiber of Germany. He now takes on the Serb Novak Djokovic for a place in the quarterfinals. Finally and quickly, ice hockey and the Czech Republic have gotten off to a very bright start in what's an Olympic season, winning the Czech hockey games after a 3-2 extra time win over Russia on Sunday night. It had been close to 7 years since the Czechs won any of the 4 competitions in the Euro Hockey Tour. That's all the sport for today.